Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our top local story this half hour. Less than a week ago, police in Oak Lawn arrested a 17-year-old boy who they say ran from a traffic stop. But cell phone video shows officers punching the boy, and it triggered outrage in an excessive force lawsuit. Now that teen has been released from custody. WBBM's Andy Dane has our top story.
17-year-old Hadi Abudallo emerged from Cook County Juvenile Court in a walker to a big crowd of supporters.
The right thing was done today. And he was released today. The state attorney's office is doing their due diligence and checking to see if they're going to go forward with this case.
The teen is facing criminal charges over an arrest last week in which cell phone video captured Oak Lawn police officers beating him following a traffic stop. Abudallo suffered internal bleeding and several broken bones, but police have insisted he ran from officers and may have been reaching for a loaded gun.
What's important today is Hadi is reunited with his family.
Bishop Tavis Grant is with the Rainbow Push Coalition.
The extreme, excessive, inhumane treatment by the Oak Lawn Police Department will not go unlooked and overlooked.
Andy Dane, 105.9 WBBM.
We're sharing images on our website today of a man who Chicago police say tried to rob and undress a woman riding a CTA train. Investigators say the man shown in security camera images tried to get into the victim's pockets while both were on a Brown Line train around 9 a.m. on June 22nd near the State and Lake elevated stop. Police say the woman managed to push the man off of her and get off the train car. Naperville police trying to identify a group of teens who broke into a shuttered amusement center last month. WBBM's Rachel Pearson tells us officers are sharing some evidence that could help.
Surveillance video shows three teens rummaging through paintball supplies at Odyssey Fun World in Naperville, which has been permanently closed since January of 2019. Naperville police say they broke into the facility just before 10 p.m. on July 12th. The suspects are accused of criminal damage to property, trespassing, and theft, and police are now offering up a $1,000 cash reward for information leading to an arrest. You can see the surveillance video on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact Naperville Crime Stoppers. That's the story from Naperville.
Well, tonight is National Night Out. It's a community police awareness-raising event held across the country each year on the first Tuesday of August. But officials in the village of Flossmoor say, out of an abundance of caution there, they're canceling the event after police cited some concerns. Unclear if the conversations mentioned are linked to tensions surrounding last month's police shooting of 64-year-old Madeline Miller. Police say she refused to drop a knife, and a Flossmoor police officer opened fire, killed her during a domestic abuse call. One of Brookfield Zoo's most prized animals has died at the age of 42. WBBM's Nancy Hardy tells us Jojo, a silverback gorilla, went into cardiac arrest over the weekend.
Smart and gentle, quick to break up a fight or show patience with his offspring, Brookfield Zoo says Jojo was one of their most genetically valuable animals. The zoo announced his death came during an emergency procedure after an illness. The 485-pound Western Lowland gorilla helped his critically endangered subspecies by fathering three gorillas at Brookfield, Nora, Zachary, and Allie, plus another female at the Lincoln Park Zoo. More than 1,000 fans have shared their memories and pictures of Jojo on social media. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
Perhaps you've heard of the state treasurer's unclaimed property program, or even run your name through the database on the treasurer's website. Well, this year, Treasurer Mike Frericks is adding something new to the state fair later this month. It's an auction aimed at clearing the state's vault of unclaimed items that have been taking up space after 10 years or more. Frericks says this combines the fun of the fair, the action of an auction, and amazing artifacts.
This is fun. I love the state fair. I love being out there. We love when people come out. And it's a lot of fun to bring in a real auctioneer who will auction off these properties. It's our responsibility to get the best price possible.
The auction is Saturday, August 20th. Chicago's newest music venue hopes to prove its worth of salt with its first series of concerts.
The Salt Shed opens a brief outdoor concert series with jazz in the venue that was once occupied by Morton Salt on Elston Avenue along the north branch of the Chicago River. The outdoor space has a capacity of about 4,000. Concerts are running through September. An indoor venue that's under construction is expected to be operating early next year. This is part of a commercial redevelopment of the old Morton Salt property. The sign visible from the Kennedy Expressway remains and is being repainted. Mike Krauser, 105.9 WBBM.
The discovery that could keep some Chicago high school football players off the field when games resume in a matter of weeks. The coach at Morgan Park High School on the far south side says the team has no helmets less than a week before their first scheduled practice. WBBM's Rachel Pearson will have that story coming up at 4:31. The Evanston City Council and Urbana City Administrator have decided that Carol Mitten is not the right fit for the Evanston City Manager position and will not be moving forward as a candidate. The Evanston City Council are currently in discussions with interim city manager Luke Stowe to determine the next steps for the city. Mitten was the lone finalist for the job. She took questions from Evanston residents last week during a town hall meeting moderated by the mayor. An Illinois law school getting a big grant to tackle First Amendment issues.
The Stanton Foundation was founded by the former CBS News president Frank Stanton. It's awarding more than $300,000 to several First Amendment clinics around the country. One of those is going to be at the University of Illinois College of Law. The plan is to have new lawyers specifically take on freedom of expression cases. And the dean of the law school tells Crane's Chicago Business the cases that the clinic takes on will span the ideological spectrum. Cisco Coda, 105.9 WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.